Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I was going to throw my radio voice in today, but then I said, bah! What's the point?
Well, until you did the bah, I thought that was a good radio voice.
Yeah, I can do a radio voice if I really want to, but I don't like to. I like being me.
That's a radio voice.
I've progressed. I can.
When I have to carry the show, I try and channel my inner Gary. And every now and then get upset.
Or you could channel Reagan.
Yes. I can't do that. That's suave.
Or Rich Little. Yeah. Is Rich Little still alive? I can't remember.
I don't know. But he channels everybody else. I do channel Rich Little. Where are we going?
I'm only laughing because my son was watching like the Family Guy on his little phone, YouTube, whatever. And in one of the episodes, the main character, Peter, thinks he's talking to the ghost of Ronald Reagan. Well, it's actually Rich Little promoting his own show. It's class. I love that show. That's my sense of humor, right? I'm just one of those rednecky guys. I enjoy that kind of humor. You know, nothing wrong with that,
no.
Right?
No.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. And what we do every Saturday is go over the news we put on the dailydrift.com. If you're not going there, you should. www.thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Perfect. That's exactly right. I just texted one of my friends. We're talking about something that I put on the agenda today. And I'm like, here's the link to the story. It's on thedailydrift.com. Are you not going to thedailydrift.com? Friends of mine, not going to thedailydrift.com? Come on,
people. That's absurd.
I mean, I put effort into that every day since 2010-ish. Okay, it might have been 2009. I don't know. It's been a long time. Coming up on a decade I've been doing this.
I'm trying to think how long I have been reading it.
I wish I could make money at it.
Yeah. Monetize it.
Monetize it. That'll never happen. Well, if you miss us live, you can catch us on thedailydrift.com archived. It's also on Spreaker and SoundCloud, YouTube.
You can drive down south and listen tomorrow.
Tomorrow night, Sunday nights, you can hear us on Talk 92.1 in Valdosta, Georgia, WJHC Talk 107.5 in Jasper, Florida, and WLBB News Talk 1330, 106.3 in Carrollton, Georgia, Sunday nights, overnight.
But if you're listening to us down there, then if you miss us down there, it's
you'll have to
Spreaker.
Call in. Yeah. Spreaker's good. So anyways, big news overnight, right? We were kind of waiting to see. You know, I kind of thought Trump had blown it out and then was backtracking a little bit, and they were going to wait because sometimes I thought revenge is a dish best served cold, right? But this isn't about revenge. It's about justice. It's not even about justice. It's about eliminating a threat. And this – here's what kills me about
this. Go ahead. Tell me what it's about. I have so many conflicting reports about what it's about.
Or did we not have John Kerry and Barack – Hussein Obama tell us that we got rid of all the chemicals by cutting a deal with Vladimir Putin and the Russians to get rid of all the chemicals in Syria. They're gone. Everything's great. Thank you, John Kerry and Barack Obama. You did a great job.
We made it a chemical-free zone? And a chemical attack happened anyhow? I'm shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
Derek's telling us Rich Little is still alive at age 79.
Is he calling in?
No. You think? It's Reagan. Shocked? No, not at all. But still, you know, that would even one person on one of the media outlets say, you know what, these were all supposed to be? I just want one person to say, didn't we get rid of all the chemicals back under Barack Obama? Wasn't that one of his huge successes?
That in the red line?
Well, that's what it comes down to, right?
Weren't they related? Getting rid of the chemicals, the red line, all that stuff.
This is not about taking out all his chemical weapons. That's probably never going to happen. Half of those chemical weapons are somewhere between ISIS and
Iraq. They're back in Iraq again.
They're back in Iraq, right? I mean, we always say there was no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Yes, there was. They were called chemical weapons, and they've been bouncing back and forth across the Levant there for a decade now.
So do you think... Do you have – I mean, we talked about this the last time. There was a missile drop of – was it chemicals in the middle of a road somewhere? And we said maybe that was faked. Is there any part of you that thinks this might be faked? that ISIS did this to make Assad look bad so that we would go after Assad.
I that does cross my mind, and I see other people saying, how do we know it was really Assad? And the only thing that makes me think that there might be some truth that it wasn't Assad is that what's the end game for him? He's winning. He's going to maintain control. Why would you use chemical weapons now? What is the point? Where is the benefit to him, Russia, or Iran to do this? And that's the part I don't understand.
That's the part that bothers me.
You know, so that's itching the back of my head a little bit. But if they're saying, and I wish, you know, I don't think they gave us the proof last time, a year ago when they did this. Show us the proof. Show me some incontrovertible proof so that you can take that little edge out of my head.
The trick is that the intelligence services say we track every flight, we watch every movement, by satellite imagery. And so, therefore, we could verify that it left his airbase and they dropped it on that town. So that leaves you with one thing to worry about. The intelligence services lying to us.
And you know what? Yeah. I don't trust the deep state. I don't know how globally connected they are. I don't know
problem.
Who to trust anymore. It's our government, and I don't trust them any more than Donald Trump does.
I'll tell you something I wrote today because you don't read what I write, so I'll have to tell you here.
Don't make me feel bad.
What if this wasn't about retaliation? What if this was basically to prove to the Russians and their weapons customers that their shiny stuff is not as shiny as our shiny stuff, that our shiny stuff can take out their shiny stuff. And this is really a message to NOCO, to China, to anybody else that's trusting in their Russian-made weapons to protect them from us that, hey, sorry, you need to go back and get your manufacturer's warranty checked.
Yeah. Well, here's the other issue. And if you start digging into 4chan and Reddit and all these other places, and one of the greatest guys to follow if you're a Twitter person, Thomas Wichter, W-I-C-T-O-R, Thomas Wichter.
Rings a bell.
He's got some super long threads, super edgy. This guy is such a nerd and detail-oriented. He is the only author expert in the world on flamethrowers, right? And so
maybe that's where I read him.
Him and his brother are like these super connected – historian, factual, data-driven dudes, and you follow his threads, and they're always on the cutting edge, and talking about the Saudis, and you know one of the things that he says is that Saudis prepare battlefields years and years in advance. They do not take anything for granted. He thinks the Saudis are so deeply embedded in Syria right now that when they're ready to take over, and he thinks that's the way it sounds like it's moving. One of the reasons Trump said we want to get out is because there are some things going on being put into place to allow that area of the world to take care of itself, which in the end should happen, right? Why are we babysitting the Middle East? Let United Arab Emirates, let Saudi Arabia, let Israel. And the other thing that nobody's ever talking about, the Saudis and Israel have some gig going.
Mm-hmm.
It's not openly out there.
It's all anti-Iran.
But it's falling into place. You're now getting overflights of airlines allowed going to Israel over Saudi airspace. They've allowed the Israelis to use their airspace. Something is going on between Israel and Saudi Arabia. And I'm imagining that's also United Arab Emirates. That's probably also Qatar. Right? So something is going on over there. We don't know what it is. Maybe there's a reason we don't know yet.
It's anti-Iranian hegemony. That's what
exactly
it is.
Exactly right. Okay, so that goes back to the Sunni-Shia conflict, right? So something's going on there. And I have to believe that, you know, this, whatever happened in Syria last night, at least we had the UK and France involved. Where was Germany? Where was NATO?
Germany gave us verbal backing. They didn't give us military, but they gave us verbal backing.
Yeah. Well, let's take some calls here because we're building up. Joe from Wyandotte. Go ahead, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Well, this is really Rich Little, and I'm impersonating Joe from Wyandotte today.
Oh, man. I had me fooled.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a Reagan at first, but there you go. What's going on, Joe? I see you want to talk about Are one of our stories from the Daily Drift.
Yes, of course, I do pay attention to the Daily Drift because it is the
news you need to know.
Yeah.
Yes, and you have a story, leftist shout down conservative black NFL legend at lecture for speaking out against his, quote, own people, unquote. And, you know, this stuff just never ends. It's ridiculous. And, of course, the article goes on to mention how he quotes how he grew up in the Deep South during the Jim Crow segregation laws.
Yeah.
And the left constantly mentions Jim Crow as if he were not a Democrat. And the Jim Crow laws were all passed by Democrats.
Yep.
And you hear George Wallace's name, who, of course, was a Democrat.
Well, you're jumping the shark on me because I actually have that kind of slated for the second half hour.
Call back later. Talk to you later, Joe.
But what else you got, Joe? Anything else?
No, that was it. It just, you know, because Phil Stargell, of course, every once in a blue moon will rehash that. And, of course, the civil rights laws really were just sham laws. They weren't needed because the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution, which guaranteed the equal rights, were all passed by Republicans. The Democrats just, you know, there were some Republicans that opposed the civil rights laws based on the fact they weren't necessary.
Yeah.
We had already the constitutional amendments.
Yeah. And the civil rights laws have given us the cake baking issue, too.
Yeah.
That's the real problem there. Yeah, go ahead.
So we've got that second half hour, Joe, and I'm going to play a track, and we'll cut that and comment on that. So if you want to call back then, we'll get you back on, too, okay?
All right.
Yeah,
because that's special rights. We're supposed to have equal rights, not special rights.
Right. All right. Well, thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Take care,
guys. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Now, let's take a call from Ken in Livonia. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a point about Syria that seems to be getting buried, and that is now I happen to read articles that were written by pastors and leaders within the Orthodox Church, which has ties to Christian groups in Syria. I also had the opportunity to speak to some pastors with the Antiochian Orthodox Church, which they're Syrian, and they also have connections to Christians on the ground in Syria. And the one thing that is very clear, their perspective is that Assad has been, and so was his father before him, a friend to the Christian community, a defender of the Christian community, and that the people that our government wants to defend against his government, those are the Muslims that have been slaughtering the Christians. Those are the Muslims that have been destroying what's left of the Christian churches in Syria. So I have a big problem. My problem is, why do we want to, I'm a Christian, why do we want to defend those Muslims who've been killing, slaughtering Christian babies, Christian women, Christian old people, blown up Christian churches, when Assad is our defense? I mean, to me, as a Christian, it's the stupidest thing that our government could be doing.
Yeah, Ken, I heard this argument from you this morning on Pastor Levon's show, and I totally disagree with you. Assad is a butcher, okay?
I'm not saying he's not a butcher.
Okay, but there's more. But wait, there's more, okay? He also, as part of his global strategy, and being supported by Iran, Assad was a puppet of Iran, and he was making Lebanon and Hezbollah his puppet. So basically, Hezbollah was being funded through Damascus, through Assad. Hezbollah attacking Israel, attacking the Christians in Lebanon. We're talking about driving the Christians out of Lebanon directly with Assad's support. So I understand what you're saying. It was the same argument about Saddam Hussein and Christians. You know, well, he didn't bother the Christians, so we'll just let him go on being a butcher. I we're not the world's policeman, but I'm not going to give him a pass on this because he was not.
Yeah, well, it's a complicated issue,
yep.
and for anyone to think it's just cut and dry, black and white, is completely wrong. So, Ken, I appreciate your points. Good points made, because there is an issue with Christians being persecuted.
The thing that I want to look at when we're dealing with this is I am not about to weaken the safety of the Christians in Syria. And I hear people talk about, okay, now we have no proof that he actually used these weapons on these people. And even if he did, Now, back in World War II, and you said you heard what I said, and I'll repeat it. Now, I believe we were justified in using nuclear weapons on Japan. Now, we weren't concerned, obviously, with killing babies and women and old people when we dropped the atomic bomb on Japan. When we bombed Germany, same thing. We took out babies and women and old people
in
Germany.
Yeah, but hold on a second. I think we did leaflets ahead of time in Japan, and I'm pretty sure we did the same leaflets in Dresden, didn't we?
I'm not sure about Dresden.
I'm not sure either, but I know for a fact that we did leaflets in Nagasaki and Hiroshima prior to the dropping. People were told, get out because we're going to hammer you, and they did.
And really the nuclear bombs.
War is bloody, and when you're at war, to me, there's only one way to win a war, and that's to exterminate the enemy. And it's a horrible thing, but if you're at war, babies, women, and old people are going to get killed. And I've seen pictures of the devastation in Syria of the Christian community caused by these Muslims that we want to protect.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, as bad as Assad is, I'll take Assad over the Muslims who have been butchering the Christians.
Yeah. Well, point taken. Point taken. Thanks for the call, Cran. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care. Let's take a call from Alex in Plymouth. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, Gary. Hi, Ed.
It's Al Gore.
Good to talk to you guys. Okay. about Syria, I just want to make a point that John Bolton was just added on to the foreign policy team, and Bolton is a neocon Bushite, deep state, no good Nick, and I think this is a win for the deep state foreign policy initiative, and it's all about regime change again. Now, Trump promised us, and rightfully so, that he wouldn't waste American lives and fortune spent in the Middle East unnecessarily. And I think this chemical attack has not been proven to be conducted by Assad. Matter of fact, if you look up like a 2016 article in the New York Times, ISIS has used chemical weapons in Syria and Iraq at least 50 times. If you look up, if you Google or search Norwegian film crew White Helmets and the fake Syria boy hero video, you'll see that this was a stage event too. So, saying that is the deep state is broad and it's seeping into the Trump administration foreign policy.
Well, that's a good point, Alex. So hang on the phone for a minute because I want to get your take. We're going to play track one, Derek, and this is Trump's announcement. And I'm hoping I've got the whole thing on there. I was in a rush this morning. Let's go ahead and play it and listen to exactly what he says, because I think there's more to this than going after just the chemical sites. Because, number one, there was just three of them. There's no guarantee with 48 hours notice that they had that this was going to happen, that we got anything out of it. But go ahead and play, Derek, and let's listen to what the president said.
My fellow Americans, a short time ago, I ordered the United States Armed Forces to launch precision strikes on targets associated with the chemical weapons capabilities of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. A combined operation with the armed forces of France and the United Kingdom is now underway. We thank them both.
All right, so didn't include the part. But he goes on in there to say he mentions North Korea, he mentions Iran, he mentions Russia. And when I mentioned earlier in the show that there was some back channel communication going on, which caused Russia to move many of their ships in the Eastern Mediterranean away from the danger zone, right? The general also made an announcement that these strikes occurred only in de-escalation zones, right? These are zones that have already been cleared. Everybody's talking, the Russians, the Syrians, the Israelis.
They called de-conflict.
That's it.
Yes,
in other words, de-conflict zones.
Russia, stay out of here and you'll be safe.
Yes,
they did.
And so that happened, which leads me to believe there is some communication going on.
Oh, yeah.
And that this was meant as a sign not only to Russia – but to North Korea and Iran that, you know what, our red line is not Barack's red line. When we say you have a red line, right or wrong, good or bad, deep state or no deep state, I made the statement, we're coming and you can count on it. And so that goes to a negotiation coming up with Kim Jong-un. This may go to whatever negotiations may happen with the Iran deal being falling apart or maybe being renegotiated. And this tells Vladimir Putin.
Serious.
I'm serious. And if you think you can knock our stuff down, give it a shot. Because all they did, the Russians, and this is why I say go see at Thomas Wichter. He talks about what happens when you turn your radar on to target incoming missiles when you've got the wild weasels from the UK, France, and America all up in the air.
Hunting for that signal.
They automatically shoot and eliminate whatever radar just got turned on, right? So go see Thomas Wichter. If you haven't seen him, follow him, read his stuff. It's awesome. It's eye-opening. You may not agree with everything he says, but it's very eye-opening. So I think there's more to this, Alex, than just the deep state pushing in and saying, let's do something, because I'm not sure that the main crux of this was to get weapons.
And I don't think I think then you're in agreement with me that this was a demonstration.
I think so. What do you think, Alex?
Well, I think if somebody slaps me, I don't punch the guy next to him. I think this is what you're explaining to me is like kabuki theater.
And that's right.
And what he said in that audio tape, Trump said, was capabilities. Now, he sort of backed off the claim earlier. What I thought was that he could assign who was actually responsible. And if you look at Seymour Hersh article, The Red Line, it talks about using false flag attacks to bring down the Syrian government. Now, I don't think that's Bush's claim at the purpose at the moment, but I'm a little concerned about what's going on.
Yeah. Well, Alex, hold on a second, because the one thing you said there is something I texted somebody earlier today. When you said kabuki theater, I firmly believe there is some kabuki theater going on there, because I think there are double games, double shadows, double whatever going on. There's something going on behind the scenes there. And all this stuff that we see on the surface that the media reports, I don't think has any accuracy to what the real game plan is back. I don't claim to know what it is. I don't know. I'm doing the best I can to research and keeping an open mind, because I'm not super convinced. I don't know why Assad would use chemical weapons at this stage of the game. So I do have that sneaking suspicion that maybe there was a third party. Was it ISIS? Was it Al-Qaeda? Was it some other Islamic group? Or was it some New World Order group trying to do a destabilization and a regime change like the deep state?
See, but I don't see this. I don't see this as a regime change, because we did not decapitate him. We restrained ourselves to certain areas. We're not sending in forces like we did in Iraq. This was a dude, this is what can happen if you do that. This is exactly what that
was. And how does all this tie into just 2 weeks ago, not even, when Trump said, we want to out. We want to get out. Now, he wouldn't have just said that, because he ran saying, you walked away from Iraq and that's what brought in ISIS. I don't think Trump is stupid enough to say, we're going to walk away from Syria and pull our troops out unless there's something else ready to take its place. I just don't believe that he's that dumb. I don't. Nobody's that dumb. And I can, well, if you want to call him dumb, that's fine. Don't call General Mattis dumb, and don't call our top military leadership, which Trump seems to be listening to very well, dumb. I think there's something else in the background ready to go.
We didn't need troops on the ground to do what we just did.
Exactly.
Okay, so yeah, we could walk out of there and still say, hey, but if you don't behave yourself, we can deal with that.
Yeah. Anything else, Alex?
Well, the only thing is, I think you guys are pretty good on your analysis. I don't always agree, but one point you didn't bring up is the fact that it makes Trump look tough to the Russians, even though they've ran that he's a Russian.
That could play into it. That could play into it. Thanks,
Putin,
Alex.
Regrets getting him.
Okay. We got to go. All right, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Yeah.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Veyrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Karen McHugh. At the UN, the U.S. justifies last night's airstrikes on Syrian chemical weapons sites.
The targets we selected were at the heart of the Syrian regime's illegal chemical weapons program. The strikes were carefully planned to minimize civilian casualties. The responses were justified, legitimate, and proportionate.
Ambassador Nikki Haley, the strikes were carried out jointly by the U.S., France, and Britain. Today's emergency session at the U.N. Security Council was called for by Syria's ally, Russia.
We are putting forward for your attention a brief draft resolution, which we will demand a vote on at the end of this meeting.
Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia, heard through an interpreter, called for an immediate cessation of aggressive actions by the U.S. and its partners. This is a Fox News alert.
Dickie's Barbecue Pit is real Texas barbecue. A lot of barbecue joints claim to be the real deal, but they aren't. Dickie's is. Texas ribs, chicken, sausage, spicy or mild, turkey, pulled pork, brisket, all done the way you'll love. This is Dayron saying, you put that barbecue on my head and my tongue will beat me to death trying to get to it. Dickie's Barbecue Sauce is the best. Sweet or spicy, or the original Dickie's sauce, try them all. Dickie's Barbecue Pit is located at 3500 Washtenaw Avenue, right across from the Arborland Mall, just near Washtenaw and US 23. Kids eat for free on Sundays at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and bonus. At Dickie's Barbecue Pit, there is always free soft-serve ice cream. That's for real. Free ice cream. All you can eat. Dickie's Barbecue offers catering, too, for all your party needs. Graduation, weddings, company gatherings, picnics. Dickie's will cover it all. Make Dickie's Barbecue Pit your pick for the best Texas barbecue in town. That's Dickie's Barbecue Pit at 3500 Washtenaw Avenue in Ann Arbor. Call Dickie's Barbecue Pit at 734-263-0436. That's 734-263-0436. Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Get there and eat something good. Real good.
Is Wellbridge. Wellbridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All Wellbridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend Wellbridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for Wellbridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, Wellbridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Grooving on that music, man.
You like that?
I like the piano tinkling in the back.
Dramatic, yeah. Man. There's actually a YouTube video for how to play that, I think, on YouTube.
I have
play
to.
How to it'll piano. Teach you how to play it on piano. Isn't that awesome?
I'd have to learn to play the piano again. But.
Well, at least you knew it at one time. Yeah. I've always thought about it, but my fingers, I'm just one of those people. I can walk and chew gum, but that's about it for me. Okay, it's tax time. I just put my taxes in the mail today. Paid the feds all the money that I didn't properly put aside on a monthly basis. But anyways, if you want to get your taxes done, pay somebody. And pay Leper and Company, 810-355-1552. Because I can assure you of one thing. When you don't have somebody else double check your taxes or do your taxes or submit your taxes, red flag. you're more likely to be audited. So it pays to have somebody else do your taxes. It really does. 810-355-1552. That's Leper & Company, LLC. They have offices in Ann Arbor and Pinckney. And you can go to Leper Accounting, LEPPER Accounting.com. LeperAccounting.com.
And if you're not ready to do your taxes yet, they can get you the extension like they're getting me as soon as I get them the stuff. They get me the extension.
That's what happens when you own the current, dude.
Yeah.
Pulling all that stuff together. It's a small thing, but it seems awful large at tax time, right? 810-355-1552. Tax time is here. If you haven't started, just go get your extension. It's easy enough to do. Call Leper County, 810-355-1552. Okay, so we're talking Syria, and I want to get into Lion Jim Comey and a bunch of the other stuff, but let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park, who's been waiting patiently on the line. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. I'd like to see a fair and balanced media put a microphone in every freaking Democrat's face and ask him why Mr. Perfect, Mr. Personality, didn't take care of business and get rid of all the chemical weapons in Syria, because he was his pompousness running around for 6 months telling everybody how diplomacy was better than anything else, and he was the king of it.
Yeah.
And now he's a complete failure. It didn't work. He lied. And they need to call him out on it.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Well, it's funny you say that, Gary, because you know what? Unless I haven't seen it, I haven't seen Chuck Schumer's comments on this. I haven't seen Nancy Pelosi comments. I've seen a bunch of lesser Democrats speak up on it. Adam Schiff, I think, spoke up on it like
an idiot.
Wait
to see which way the wind goes before.
But I don't see Schumer and Pelosi speaking on this, because you know what? That's exactly right. Any journalist worth his salt would say, what happened to Barack Obama and John Kerry getting rid of all that stuff with Russia, right? Wasn't that all taken care of? Everything was guaranteed. It's gone. He took all of it. Russia took it and got rid of it. What did they do, just give it back to him? Or never took it at all?
It should not be an issue anymore. We never have to worry about it again.
Government at its finest under a Democratic administration, right?
And I'm not sure what the other caller had against John Bolton, but I think he's the anti-establishment guy. I mean, I think John Bolton's one of the best things he could have done.
I thought so, too.
I like
respect
John Bolton,
Alex
but
enough that this is going to make me look into some of Alex's allegations, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's our job, right?
Yeah.
We should look. And everything I've seen from John Bolton, don't agree with him 100% of the time, because I think he is a little on the establishment side. But I like most of his views because he's kind of a strong hawk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, walk quietly and carry a big stick. Don't walk around with a bunch of pansies like Barack Obama did, right? That's how you succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, sure. He was surrounded by pansies, the communist pansies, yes.
Yeah. What else you got, Gary? Anything good?
Well, yeah, this whole notion, the best thing I heard on Joshua's trail this morning was one of the last callers. We said we should just get out of there. We shouldn't be meddling around in the Middle East. We have no real reason to be there. We got our own oil now. And for the Christians, they've had 1,400 years to relocate. If they're still there after all this time, then that's on them.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of with you on that. But I always go to this. Listen, if you're going to pull away from the Middle East and let the Muslims and the Muslim extremists and the radicals go at it, you know what? You got to quarantine it, too. Because you know what? It's frankly
build
a disease.
The wall.
Right?
Build the wall.
But you just need to quarantine it, because those, if you let it go and do nothing, it's going to fester like an open wound. It's going to turn gangrenous and it's going to spread. So you know what? Well, if you want to be isolationist and say we don't want anything to do with you people in the Middle East, then you better doggone well be prepared to quarantine it off and not let people come and go freely out of there, because they're festering. It's a disease. That violence and that radical extremism is terrible. So, you know, if you want to be isolationist, then you better, I'm not saying build a wall, but quarantine whatever it takes to eliminate that spread of that cancer to the rest of the world.
Oh, I believe you, and I agree with you. I believe we should literally ban Islam from North America. But I know that's an extremist view, but I think they're here to conquer, not here to be our buddies.
I
agree with that completely.
Yeah,
it was Mr. Obama that helped spread Islam into Europe by destabilizing half of North Africa and the Middle East with all his really bad decisions.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's the proof in the pudding. You watch what happens to Western Europe if they do nothing and see how quickly it devolves. I mean, Lebanon used to be a great place, right? When there was a mix of Muslims and Christians and everything was hung. That used to be a beautiful place. What they call it? The Paris of the Middle East, right?
Yes, exactly.
And now it's a crap hole. It's no different. Syria used to be a quiet, peaceful place. You could actually go and visit and tour and do things. Now it's a crap hole.
Go downtown London, go downtown Paris, go down into Sweden. All these places are turning into crap holes.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a way of life that does not jive with Western culture and Western values, period.
Well, okay, let's back up a second. Because there was a coexistence of Muslims and Christians in Lebanon for years. It was the radical Islam that did it. Now, I hate to say this because it's going to cause me grief, but I've got Muslim friends who I trust. They are my friends. I hate to rail. I'm going to say right here, I think Islam is a religion of Satan, only because any religion that is not Christian in origin is not godly. Okay? So I'll say that about any religion that's not Christian.
I'll make it even simpler for you. In Christianity, Christ died for you. In Islam, Allah wants you to die for him.
Well, yeah,
it doesn't get any simpler than that, right?
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that doesn't mean that all Muslims are out to kill us.
I'm not, yeah.
So that's just a disclaimer.
I'm not painting everyone with a broad brush, but
not out to die for the faith. You're not really a Muslim.
That's fine.
Real Muslim.
I like those kind.
Yeah. Well
sure.
They haven't had the Reformation that Christianity had, right? Had some violence at one point thousands of years ago. That Reformation has not happened in Islam yet. And maybe it will at some point down the road. The problem is, can we survive as a planet
let's be clear about
allow that to happen?
Let's be clear about the Reformation. The Reformation wasn't a reformation of Christianity. The Reformation was a reformation of the understanding or the administration of Christianity. Okay, the way that the quote-unquote church organization had gone. Christianity stayed the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Christianity said kill
people. I'm not
trying to
compare the two. I'm talking
we're asking them to change their mind about killing people. Christians never had that.
Right. So there you go. All right. What else, Gary? Anything? I got a bunch of calls lining up.
Well, you go ahead and take your other calls, but it's been great. Talk to you later.
All right. Take care, Gary. Thank you very much. Let's take a call from Todd in Whitmore Lake. Todd, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you on this rainy day.
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to wrap up through this Syrian stuff. It's taking a lot more time than I expected it would, because I want to talk about the raid on Cohen's office.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm not here about Cohen and his raid. His party is a different party than what we're dealing with around the world.
Yeah. What do you got?
Hey, anyway, but you take a look at what's going on with Syria. I'm kind of concerned that the Trump administration did a knee-jerk reaction to this without allowing the proper investigation to go forward. To find out who perpetrated this chemical attacks, because if you remember that during the Obama administration, when Hillary Clinton was in as Secretary of State, that there was a chemical attack on Syria, and it turned out to be fake. It was perpetrated by others when it was being screamed that that Syria did it. All right, but now let's take a look at Syria. If you take a look at Syria, why are these people perpetrating something to take place in Syria? To blame the Russians and Syria, because there's an oil pipeline that runs through Syria that everybody wants to get a hold of, and they want to break Syria up so everybody can get a piece of the pie as part of the world elites. Even with that, these world elites, you have Theresa May with the UK. She's part of this problem. She screamed a whole lot of things. If you listen to Dr. Dave Janda's show from about a week or two ago, he spelled this out. Actually, it was last week. About with one of his guys that he interviews that has a pulse on the world and what's going on. So with that in mind, why is the USA the world police? Because when you had Muammar Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein in there, once again you had Obama, his administration with Hillary Clinton in there that took these people out, that started to turn that area of the world into a crap hole. They were fine until that time. As bad as these two people were, they kept people in control in the region, and we didn't have to go in there and do anything.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a conspiracy guy, right? So when I put my tinfoil hat on and think, did we get rid of Do we like seeing that kind of chaos and turmoil over there? Is there a reason, an underlying reason for that? Is it a globalist, a deep state reason? I don't know what it is.
ISIS was building a caliphate. Did we not have an interest in getting rid of the ISIS caliphate as part of national security?
Maybe this is some grand plan of, is it the United States or is it some global oligarch to keep that part of the world in flux and in chaos? Who makes the money? I guess what I'd like to – who ends up benefiting financially from
George
total
Soros.
Chaos in the Middle East?
You have to understand, when you have these people like George Soros, Theresa May, and all these people that like the Rothschilds and others, that people think that these people are on top. No, those are puppets. Excuse me, about the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, they're in control of the Soroses, Theresa Mays, and Barack Obamas to pull the strings to tell them what to do. Now stop and think what you said about Islamic State. You call it ISIS. It's Islamic State. Now, when was that perpetrated? Barack Obama's administration.
Mm-hmm.
It did not exist during George Bush's administration. So with that in mind, well, the oligarchs, sure, the U.S. is part of it. It's all a collusion for a one-world government. Go back and look at Agenda 2030, which used to be Agenda 21, to get to be a one-world order. It's true. It states right there in the UN document that George Daddy Bush got us into, which Bill Clinton finally signed the papers off to get the U.S. instituted in it, who was perpetrated through all the other presidents up to the point of Trump. Trump's the accidental president.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting. I love a good conspiracy, and I think there's more to this. When Alex mentioned Kabuki Theater, man, that's me. Ed's going, woo!
I can't juggle all this in my head. You know, I need a flow chart.
Follow the bouncing ball, and the bouncing ball is follow the money.
Follow the money. That's exactly right.
There's a lot of oil in Syria.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a whole other show on this because this is taking up the whole hour. All right, thanks, Todd. I appreciate the call, man.
See you, Todd.
No problem. Take care.
All right, take care. Let's take a call from Phil Stargills. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Reasons for this. I believe that Putin and the Syrian president got together on this. One is to keep us tied down in
Syria,
that area, with conventional troops. And hopefully we would put more in there to protect the 20,000.
I heard that on the radio morning. On some Wham show, I heard that this morning.
Well, you know, it does. Is that part of it?
And the other reason is to test our capabilities.
Yeah, yeah.
We would have called if they had to withdraw from Afghanistan, and it was our technology. Now, if they could deter us from shooting these cruise missiles in there, and shoot them down. I mean, it would make us look bad, and it would really put a feather in their head. But so far, it seems that all of the missiles hit home.
Yeah, and maybe they're like the Borg, right? They learn from the mistakes. They saw what we did. Now they have proof and a way to get around. I don't know. You can go that way with a conspiracy. But the one that really concerns me is the information I'm seeing about back-channel chatter between D.C. and Russia that caused Russia to move some ships out of the
way. That's what the red phone is about, though.
And, well, I understand. So what is that all about then? If you have a good enough relationship with Russia to say, listen, we are going to come in. We are going to shoot these missiles down. You said you're going to threaten to shoot them down. What made Russia say, all right, well, thank you very much and get my stuff out of the way?
Trump's a negotiator.
Okay. That's fine. Then what are we getting out of it? That's all I want to know. All right. Anything else, Phil?
Nope. Hey, I'll be in a minute.
Hey, wait, I got to ask Phil. Phil, I'm sorry.
All right, we'll see you, Phil. Take care. Okay, so I wanted to get to, because I think this is important, the raid on Cohen's office, right? President of the United States lawyer has now been raided by the FBI. Documents taken, and it's not just give us the documents, because he had been cooperating before. Bashing the doors, come in, take all his stuff. What happened to attorney-client privilege in this country? That's all I'm asking. Simple question. Because if they can do this to the President of the United States, what chance do you, Derek, myself, Joe on the street, Bill down the street, Susan down the street, what chance do any of us, as just plain old average Americans who probably have a couple grand in the bank in savings, a mortgage on a house, what chance do we have to be able to afford attorneys to fight the FBI, the DOJ, or anybody else who now says, not only are we coming after your stuff, anything you tell your attorney will now be ours, too. Well, come in and we'll take that and seize that, too.
There's a former FBI agent who was on Tucker last night who was saying the same thing. He says, like, the FBI field agents are really – they've been upset about the way this has been going. You know, he used a term for it that they use for it.
Wasn't Joe DiGenova?
No, it wasn't. No, this guy was – I've never seen him before. Okay. But he was saying, you know, like, what chance does – like you said, what chance does the little guy have if they're going to go after the big guys this? You know?
I am hoping Alan Dershowitz, who had dinner with the president – like
we'll replace
that,
Sessions.
That night. Well, I don't. I would love to see that. I would love to see him be appointed the special prosecutor. Number one, he's a Democrat, but he believes in the rule of law. And this is so in the face of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. This is so in the face of everyday American rights. People, you better be thinking about this. Don't just brush it under the rug. And it seems like the media is kind of now hushing it up because they're like, we better not make too big a stink about it because people will realize how badly we're screwing the Constitution.
Even worse than that. What were they going after? I thought they were going after collusion stuff. Then it's it looks like they're going after Stormy Daniels stuff or whatever her name is. No, what they were going after was Access Hollywood tape stuff. That's what the claim is. I mean, Access Hollywood, the buddy what's-his-face on the bus comments that, what?
Yeah,
even collusion stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the story here, right? So they go from Russian collusion, can't find anything over the last 18 months on Russian collusion. Now we're using the excuse of Stormy Daniels. Did Trump know whether Cohen gave the money to Stormy Daniels? And that's from a decade ago, right? And now here's the thing. So,
boy, imagine if he'd like let an ambassador in Benghazi die,
I agree. So Mueller, now it kicks in. Mueller is probing for a $150,000 donation to the Trump Foundation from a Ukrainian billionaire who gave $150,000, right? This same billionaire gave millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
How about you go after the Clintons, Mr. Mueller, you dirty scumbag? This guy, unless I'm out of my mind, this scumbag is killing the prestige of the office of the president at the behest of the deep state, the global elite, the Democrats, the liberal media, whoever he is working for. Whoever he's tied himself to, this man is going to rot in hell for the rest of his eternity, right, when he dies. At least I hope he does, because this SOB does not deserve to be working for the United States government and should not be spending our tax dollars. I think $8 million is the bill right now.
I don't know, but I can
imagine. It's probably more than that, but that's the last I heard, right? And going after, you know what? There's proof of the Clintons and their criminal activity, and yet nothing. Crickets. Zip. Zero.
Have you seen the movie Les Miserables? The play, the movie. You familiar with it all?
No. I'm familiar with it, but
then
I
the term Inspector Javert would probably have little meaning to you. But
correct.
Inspector Javert, in this very popular play, movie, Broadway, basically he is this prosecutor who just for years and years and years, like Captain Ahab and the White Whale, you know, just will not give up going after this guy. And this is what I think of in terms of Mueller and Trump. It's just a vendetta. It's just there's whatever he can do to bring him down. It's nothing to do about justice.
And what? This Ukrainian steel magnate, Viktor Pinchuk, donated millions of dollars to the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation over the years. And yet you're worried about $150,000 that they gave to the Trump Foundation in 2015 before he even decided to run for president.
Well, that's collusion.
Hey, Ukraine now? Oh, we couldn't do Russian collusion. Well, that was Ukraine.
Half
collusion.
Of Ukraine is a Russian client. We know that. You know, I mean, no. The
they're
line
just
I've been,
to join
the line
again,
I've been
right?
dying to use all the show. The line I've been dying to use the whole show is: if there was collusion after Syria, do you think Putin wants his money back? Do you think he regrets getting Trump elected?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Let's be honest. I mean, if there was one person that Putin would have preferred to have in the Oval Office, it was a Clinton.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts. He'd have been smoking cigars and having hookers, probably down on Pedophile Island with Epstein, while Hillary was doing business and taking the quick call from Bill to do whatever that he just got asked, right? So it's just amazing to me. But why? Would somebody – and it's – Trump keeps saying, I'm not going to fire him. He can't fire him. It's political. I don't know if it is political suicide. Frankly, I think the American people have had enough. They know what Jim Comey's about. Or not Jim Comey. Robert Mueller's mm-hmm. about. They know this is phony. They know this is Trump. And this is why I think in 2018, I'm not super worried about a blue wave. I really am not. You know, I don't think we can take it for granted. I think each and every one of us needs to get out.
Work like crazy.
And work like crazy to get Republicans reelected, not only in the House, but also in the Senate, right? And get this squared away.
I think at this point, Trump is free and clear. I think the field is open for him to fire Rosenstein, fire Mueller, and he gets Sessions back. Yeah. If there's a bloodbath for him taking out Sessions, then he gets to keep Sessions, and Sessions a free man again.
Okay, let's move on to our last. Derek, I want to play track two. Do you have that ready? Now, this is Burgess Owens, right? Former NFL superstar, and he fell on hard times after he retired from football and ended up being a chimney sweep, among other things, and has worked his way back into the good graces, right? So he gets called to go to a college, and he's been doing this across the country, talking. Well, he shows up at one place, and he's conservative, right? So big no-no. He's a black man. He's conservative. That's a big no-no to the left. They can't stand it. So all of a sudden, the snowflakes and the libs show up in droves to try to shout him down at one of his presentations. Do you got that ready? All right, let's start with this, and we'll break in and stop as we go, because there's a lot to cover here. It's a few minutes long, so let's try and get it in. Go ahead.
The United States is an imperialist nation.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this.
It's an imperialist nation. Politics, respectable black men and women face systemic racism every day, face police brutality every day, face these issues every day. It doesn't matter who's respectable and who's not. People face the same thing.
We're going to do this.
Also, being a football player, right? Mm-hmm. That is luck. You played a sport. You won the American lottery.
All right, stop right there. Number one, you're calling a superstar. You don't become an NFL superstar by winning the lottery. It takes, granted, your genes. You became a strong, fast person, right? There are some genes. I guess there's a little luck involved in that. But you don't become. There's a million strong, big guys in this country. You don't become the top guy in the NFL by the lottery, lady. That's all I'm going to say. That man worked hard to become an NFL superstar and probably risked all the brain injuries and everything else that football people go through. So it bothers me.
And she got brain injured all by herself.
Snowflake, right?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. That's the first thing that bothered me. It's calling him a lottery winner. That's bull. Go ahead and play.
People face the same thing.
We're going to do this.
Also, being a football player, right? Mm-hmm. That is luck. You played a sport. You won the American lottery, right?
So what
but
happened?
There are black people in this country. Not everyone is going to play a sport.
Okay, what not about?
No, so those opportunities do not exist for everybody.
Okay, so here's the deal. What about my start as a chimney sweep? Is that
you still played football. That is when you won a lottery, right?
No, no. Seven years after the NFL, I failed.
I was a genius. We're going to pick this up next week. We'll pick this up next week because it's very important what he talks about and how these snowflakes, college kids, this is what our colleges are turning out. It's a disgusting indoctrination what's happening to our children in college university. All right, folks, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com.
It's the news you need to know.
There you go. Sorry. We'll see you next week.